Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. This means war.
Praise the Lord, praise you, the Lord. Yes, you're now once again tuned into, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Hopperwood, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, on tonight, I'm so excited to have my new pastor and shepherd, none other than Pastor Mark C. Holloway, the pastor of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, which is also located in Harper Woods, will be delivering God's word on tonight. So as always, let the listeners know, because we do have a lot of new first-time listeners on tonight, please get your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready, and you can follow along with the man of God as he gets ready to deliver the word of God on tonight. We always open up with prayer, and we're going to do the same thing on tonight because we do serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty God we serve. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again touching and agreeing and realizing and knowing without a doubt that you are God and you're God alone. You're worthy of our praise. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are. We bless your name. We thank you for this another day that you have made and allowed us to wake up and see it without hurt, harm, or danger. We give you glory for that in the name of Jesus. Now, Heavenly Father, we ask that you forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Mark Holloway and his entire family, and every saved believer all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Now, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, and even your sufficient grace toward each one of us. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We come now lifting up all those that are bereaved on tonight. Our brother in Christ, Deacon Terrence Davenport of the Greater Shelter Faith Baptist Church, made his home, his transition on the other day. So we lifting up his wife, Deaconess Jackie Davenport, and that entire family.
Also, all those that have lost loved ones all over the land, we continue to lift up Mother Woods and her entire family and Brother Woods' wife and family that had the homegoing service on this past Monday at the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, and all their family members. We lift them up in prayer to you, Heavenly Father. And we pray and ask that you would let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you would continue to let them know and remember that to look unto the hills from which cometh their help, for all of their help comes from you. So comfort and strengthen your people, Heavenly Father, as long as you can, in the name of Jesus. We also come to lift up and praying for the people of Ukraine on tonight. We know that you are God. You sit high and you look low. You know what's going on. We know that you are able to turn the hands and the minds of the enemy. So we ask that you would cover them in the blood of Jesus Christ. Continue to bless our sisters and brothers in Christ in Jerusalem and Israel. You said we ought to pray for them always. So we lift them up to you that your will be done in their lives. We continue to pray and ask that you would move by your spirit on tonight. That as your word go forth, that those that are not saved in Jesus' name, whether they have dialed in by phone or whether they're listening through social media outlets on tonight, if they do not have a personal relationship with your son, Jesus Christ, is our prayer, hope, and desire that something will be said through your man of God on tonight as you use him, that they would hear your word, and then they would receive your word. They would open their own mouths and confess their sins and ask Jesus Christ, your son, to come into their hearts and save them on tonight that you would get the glory. So have your way, Lord. Move, help us to decrease so that you may increase in each one of us, that you would get the glory is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, don't forget God when you get what you prayed for. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought, don't forget God when you get what you prayed for. Please make note of these announcements if you can. We are so excited how God has opened the many doors for this worldwide ministry and platform. We don't take it lightly or for granted. It's what the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes, so we just give him the glory. I want the listeners to know and remember that normally on the fourth Thursday night, which is tonight, we normally would have prophetess Sherry Walker Shy out of Conyers, Georgia. She normally brings forth God's word every fourth Thursday night. So in her place, we have my new pastor and shepherd, Pastor Mark C. Holloway. Again, he's the pastor and shepherd of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church. He will be delivering God's word very shortly, but he's going to share with us a testimony first. And then we're going to do a music break, and then we're going to come back and yield the mic to him to deliver God's word. But on the first Thursday night in March, before I forget, we have Pastor Norman King on this coming Saturday, February the 26th, my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of the Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be delivering God's word on this coming Saturday night. The first Thursday night in March, we have Pastor Rondell Brown will be delivering God's word. The second Thursday night in March, we have Bishop Rosemary Jairu out of Slidesville, Louisiana, deliver God's word. Then we have on the third Thursday night in March, we have Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C. He delivered God's word every third Thursday night. I have a special guest on the second Saturday in March. Then I have a special guest, Brother Sean. He's called the street minister, a street preacher out of Royal Oak, Michigan. We'll be delivering God's word on the third Saturday night in March. We have Minister Tawan Eppinger from the Morning Star Baptist Church. He always delivers God's word every first Saturday night over this worldwide platform. So I see we have a lot of people that have dialed in on tonight, so we want to make room and give Pastor Mark C. Holloway a chance to deliver God's word. But before we have him do that and share his testimony, I do want the listeners to know that I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And please take note that I do not own the copyrights to any songs or music played over this worldwide ministry or platform. I am so excited to announce that God has blessed my older sister, to publish and write her book is now out and available at Amazon.com. If you are in a relationship with a mixed marriage, the relationship, if you have children of a mixed marriage, because society is not fair even today, they are still treating children, because they are of mixed marriages, they are ostracizing them and bullying them. So she has been blessed to write a children's book pertaining to children that are in mixed marriages. So her book is titled Belinda, and my sister's name is Janice Nielsen, N-I-E-L-S-E-N. So if you want to be a blessing to anyone that's in a mixed marriage and have mixed children, this book will be a blessing to them. So I'm so excited what God is doing through my older sister's life in Massachusetts. But right now, I'm going to ask Pastor Mark C. Holloway, I'm so excited to have you on tonight as my special guest. Would you please share with me and the robot listeners a short testimony first, please? Pastor Holloway?
Praise the Lord. How's it sound? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Hey, man, it is just such an awesome honor and a privilege to be on tonight. I'm so grateful for this opportunity. If I could just share a brief testimony, God has just been so good on this journey of ministry, and he has truly blessed our ministry during this pandemic, and we are just so elated and on fire and thankful to God, because in the midst of this pandemic, November the 30th of 2020, the Lord blessed Peace and Goodwill to purchase a new campus for our new church home, and we were just in awe of God and all that he has done to make such a monumental move during the pandemic. And in just over a year, December of 2021, from closing the previous November 2020, we have paid off the new cathedral, and we are debt-free, just as I'm speaking to you today. So this is our testimony, and folk might get tired of hearing it, but when God has been this good, you can't help but spread the good news.
I know that's right, Pastor. I am so excited for what God is doing through you and through Peace and Goodwill and Peace and Goodwill Church family. So I am so grateful to be a part of that new family. So right now, we thank God for you sharing that testimony. That's why I ask all first-time guests to share a testimony, because God said he will share his glory with no one. And somebody else needs to know that may be listening on the line or by way of social media. If you are in the ministry and you are as seeking God to bless your ministry with a new building or whatever the case may be, just like he did it for Pastor Mark C. Holloway and the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, he have no respect of persons. He would do the same thing for you. So that's why we ask all first-time guests to share testimonies over this worldwide platform. And then we also are grateful that God has opened the door now that prisons all over the United States are able to receive and hear the messages that go forth over this worldwide platform, and also any other ministry that I share with them. I share with them the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church church services on Sunday, and maybe Bible studies and other ministries that I share with the prisoners all over the United States. So I just give God the glory, honor, and praise for what he's doing. It is not me. It is God working through me. So I just give God the glory, honor, and praise for everything that he's doing, getting the glory. So right now, we're going to go to our music break. And following the music break, I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready to follow along with Pastor Mark C. Holloway as he get ready to deliver a word from the Lord. The phone lines will be open. So following his message, I will give you all an opportunity to ask him questions or give him words of encouragement. But for now, enjoy the music break.
Come on, KD.
An old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. me. Yes, sir. Pray, pray for me.
Well, praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, pray for me. The fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. So that's why it's so important that we encourage one another in the Lord's word. Again, as I always said, not with our opinions and not with our feelings, but according to God's word. And that's why we need to be praying for our sisters and brothers in Ukraine on tonight. We need to pray and lift them up in prayer because we know that the enemy is seeking. He's still seeking the Roman earth, seeking whom he may devour. But we know God is still in control. So right now, we are ready to receive Pastor Mark C. Holloway. I now yield the mic to you to deliver God's word.
Praise him, praise him, praise him. Hallelujah. Oh, we serve an awesome God, and he is so worthy of our praise tonight. I sure do thank the Lord for his goodness and his mercy and allowing us this opportunity to just be in his presence one more time. I just, no matter where you are, what you're going through or what you're dealing with, I just want everybody right now to just pause and take a moment to tell the Lord thank you. Because it doesn't matter what your challenges are, what you're dealing with or what you're faced with, the reality is God is still good and still worthy of the praise. And no matter what the struggle is or what the challenge is, things could always have turned out differently or could have always been worse. And so for that,
yes,
we want to say thank you.
Someone need to mute your phone. Could you please mute your phone, someone? Go ahead, Pastor. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. So tonight, I bring you greetings from the Peace of Goodwill Baptist Church. I humbly serve as pastor. We are located in Harper Woods, Michigan, right on the I-94 Service Drive 20955, Bournemouth Street, right at the Maross exit. And we worship in person or online on Sundays at 11 a.m. You can join us in person or you can join us on Facebook Live at the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church. And if you can't remember that, just log on to peaceandgoodwill.org. All of our information is there, and you can access our live services at that website. So I'm so grateful, and I thank God for the host of this show, our own brother James Brown, who is doing an awesome, awesome job in the kingdom of God. And I'm just excited to be a part of what he's doing, and I can't wait to see what God is going to do. So tonight, the Lord has pressed upon my heart. We have been ministering on faith a little over a year now. And tonight we will talk about faith in a hostile culture. Faith in a hostile culture. I'm going to take my thought from a very familiar passage of scripture. It won't be anything that you Bible readers are not familiar with. But I just want to go here where faith is defined in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11, verse number 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. We know that. And then also I want to jump down to verse number 6. It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Yes, Lord.
Then also I wanted to bring to your attention another verse of a passage of scripture from the Gospel of Mark, chapter number 11 and verse number 22. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. May God add blessings to the reading and the hearing of his word for our soul's edification. Again, I want to talk about faith in a hostile environment or a hostile culture. So what the Lord put upon my heart, in times like these, we must remember that if we're going to walk with God, not only will it take a certain measure of faith, but in times like these, it's going to require a closer walk with God that's going to take a different kind of faith, a radical faith, if you will. Because when you look in this at this culture and the time that we live in, the culture presents a world and a false existence as though we don't need God, we don't need a savior, and we certainly don't need a church. But it's in moments like these, and I don't even want to refer to what we're going through now as a pandemic, because I'm believing by faith we're in the end of it. So I want to refer to it tonight as an endemic. And if we have never believed God before, we need to believe God now. God
yes,
is looking for a remnant of believers that it doesn't matter what's going on in this world, we still believe that he is the King of Kings, he is the Lord of Lords, and he is the Savior of this world. And what troubles me is that the things that we see that's going on and what we see with our natural eyes, it will almost give the impression that this is the end of the gospel age or this is the end of the church. But I believe that this is a moment in time that the church has the opportunity to shine brighter than we've ever shown before.
Mm-hmm.
This generation, it needs a church. We need a church today. We need a safe place. We need a rock. We need an Ebenezer. We need a shelter in the time of storm. We need somewhere where the people of God can be fed. We need somewhere where hungry souls can be nourished. We need somewhere to gather and to be empowered so that we can go out on the highways and the byways and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I don't believe it's by happenstance that the Lord would use what seemingly was the worst time in history to bless like never before. We've experienced so much loss. There's so much bereavement. I've never seen this kind of death before in my life. Social media is almost not even social. It's almost like the modern day obituary section, because there's not a day even that you log on to social media that someone either distant or close has made their transition. But even in this season and in this time, the Lord saw fit to empower us to do more ministry than we've ever done before. And
yes,
that
Lord.
Lets me know that this is not the time for us to pull back. This is not the time for us to cower. This is not the time for us to plan an exit strategy. But this is the time for us to preach louder than we've ever preached, to love harder than we've ever loved, to reach further than we've ever reached before, because the world is hurting and this world needs a risen Savior. It's in this culture that paints this picture that there's no room for church in their lives, there's no need for a Savior. We're educated, we're employed, we're rich, we're wealthy. You know, we're not our grandparents and our great-grandparents. We're not slaves anymore. We don't even need this Jesus. Well, I see this cry totally different. I see a hunger and a thirst for something that they don't even know how to reach. And this is where we come in, to present faith, even in abuse, faith in racism, faith in abuse, faith in a pandemic, faith during sickness, not only COVID, but cancer and all these other challenges that we have, that we have a belief system. We have a God. We have a rock that we can call on and that we can depend on. That in our weakest hour, we've got a God that we can cry out to. And it's our faith that carry us through these trying times when everything around us shows us that there's no reason to believe in God. We can stand firm and say, we believe him anyway. We trust in him anyway. We're hoping in him anyway. And folks say, well, how can you still believe God when people are dying and people are sick? You know, if God was real, how is he allowing this to happen? Well, this is when our faith really kicks in. We've just defined faith as the substance of things hoped for and the evidence is not seen. Well, we might not be able to see a way out with our natural eyes, but our spiritual eyes, by faith, we declare it's already done. We're already healed, we're already delivered, and we're already set free. No matter what the prognosis is, no matter what the prediction is, we believe by faith. And last night we began to declare as a congregation that we are whole, we are healthy, and we are wealthy. And we're going to make that declaration, and we're going to trust and believe God, and we're going to say it so that we can hear it, and we're going to hear it until we see it in the name of Jesus. The Word of God tells us that the just shall live by faith. Brother James, the only way that we can make it is living by faith, trusting
yes,
in a God, trusting in a God that we've never seen, but we have seen his work. We have
yes,
experienced
sir.
His love. We have experienced his grace, his mercy. We have experienced his deliverance. We have experienced his healing. We know beyond the shadow of a doubt, although we can't see him, we know that he is real. And there is nothing that can transpire in this wicked world that will get us to change our minds and to turn our backs on God. If we was in church, I would tell everybody to touch your neighbor and say, have faith in God. Come on, tell somebody, have faith in God. We've got to have faith in God. You're going to have faith in God and believe your way out of every situation, whether it's a financial situation, whether it's bereavement, whether it's pain, whatever, no matter what it is, whether your emotions are depleted or you're being challenged in your mind, believe your way out, because if God has allowed you to survive and make it to the moment that you're in right now, you've got to believe by faith that God has a plan for your life and he did not bring you this far to leave you.
Amen. Yes, sir.
There's something about the grace of God. There's something about the love of God that activates our faith. It stirs up my faith. And if God didn't give up on me when I failed, when God didn't give up on me when I did the wrong thing and when I backslid and when I did wrong when I knew what right was, if God didn't give up on me, I'm not going to give up on him. We've got to have faith in God. When we can't tell what the turnout is going to be, when we can't go by what we see, when it looks bad and we get the bad report, we still have to trust and believe God. When our backs are up against the wall, we're going through the worst challenges in life, we don't know which way to turn, turn to an ever-loving God. That before we even figure it out, God has already worked it out.
Thank you, Jesus.
Last night, we began to talk about talk from the book of James, the brother of Jesus, when he said, count it all joy when things come against you, different types of temptations, diverse temptations, or one translation says when you have trouble on every side, said count it all joy. Why do we count it joy? Because when I'm at my lowest, I have to believe and know that God is up to something.
Yes, sir.
I have to believe that God is up to something. He says, you know, when we're waiting on God, the more I wait on God, the stronger I become. I build up my endurance. And when endurance has its perfect work, and God is at work in my life, he's maturing me, he's growing me, he's making me better, he's opening my eyes, he's raising me up. He said, and once I've waited and I've learned how to be unshakable and I learned how to be steadfast and unmovable, he says, when he gets through with me, I will come out perfect, complete, entire, whole, not lacking any good thing. This is a good God. This is a good God to have faith in. This is a good God to have faith in. And we live in a time where, you know, it gets hard for some believers because they're the only believer in their family or they're the only believer in their house. And man, and it can be hard when you're trying to serve the Lord and nobody around you is serving the Lord. You're praying for people and trying to help people that don't even respect you or even believe in the God that you're praying to, although you're praying for them. This is hostile. This is a hostile environment. This is a hostile culture. But it's in this environment that our is sharpened. Our faith is on fire. Our faith will produce fire in hostility. And it's this faith that we have in God in our trying times that makes the worst situation, it will activate a miracle. Oh, I thank and I praise you, God, for your miracle working power. Even while I'm speaking, I feel like God is moving on somebody's behalf. Somebody that might be on the verge of giving up. Somebody might feel like there's no change or hope in sight. Somebody feels like church don't work. Somebody feels like God is not real. I come to let you know that the word of God is true. Job said, if a man dies, shall he live again? He said, all the days of my appointed time will I wait until my change comes. You keep waiting on God. I don't care how long it is, because God is going to come through. And when he comes through, he's going to show you that everything you went through, it may not have been pleasurable. It may not have been easy, but it was necessary for you to get what God has for you. Oh, y'all not going to help me tonight. It might not have been good. It might not have felt good, but I hear the Lord saying that it was necessary. I had to bring you through what you went through so that you would be strong enough to handle the wealth and riches and the responsibility of where I'm carrying you. I can remember the word of God. It says, despise not humble beginnings. You can't look down on where you come from and what you went through. I remember when I first started pastoring, I started with just 13 of my family members, but I preached and taught to the best of my ability when I was in my basement, and then when I was in the storefront. And then God just raised us up, and he brought us to a place called here. But if you never were in the valley, you will not be able to appreciate the mountaintop. And when you get to the mountaintop, you understand that you were not airlifted to the mountaintop, but some of us came up the long way. What was the old thing you could say? I came up the rough side of the mountain. I know the scripture don't say it, but you have to be grateful to God for every step, for every level, for every enemy that he made your footstool, for everything that was supposed to kill you, but in actuality, it made you better. We've got to be grateful to God. And in the midst of those valley experiences, we might not be able to see what the outcome is going to be, but by faith, we know that God is going to get the glory.
Yes, Lord.
I have 3 points I want to share with everyone that the Lord gave us. Know this, that the crying of your faith, it worketh patience. Let patience have her perfect work. Because when you're waiting on God, the things you've got to know. And number one, you've got to know that God is building something in you. You might have to cry. You might have to suffer. You might go through a little dry period or a little rough season. But you've got to know for yourself that God is building something in you.
Yes,
not
Lord.
Only is God building something in you, but what God is building in you, if I could just prophesy to anybody that will come into agreement, God is building something in you that is sustainable. God is building something in you that's going to make you stronger, wiser, and better. God is building something in you that's going to provide for you. He is building something that is not temporary, but it is sustainable. Not only is God building something in you that is sustainable, but God is building something in you that is irrevocable. That means that it cannot be taken away. It might seem taking a prolonged time. It might be a prolonged period, or seems like it's a prolonged storm. But understand that when God gets through with you, you will come out like pure gold. And when you come out, it will be irrevocable. Not the devil himself won't be able to take from you what God has given.
Thank you, Jesus.
Number two, when we are faced with challenges in our lives, challenges will show us the areas in our lives that we need to work on. Challenges in life will always show our shortcomings. And I have two choices, Brother James. I can either be mad at God, or I can get frustrated when I have challenges in my life, or I can take those as growth opportunities. I submit to you, church, to consider that when challenges come our way, Maybe, just maybe, this is God's way of showing me the areas in my own life where I need to grow, where I need to grow up, or where I need to step it up. Sometimes we look at our lives and we want to play that victim role, but God is showing us that the love we want, we have to exhibit that love. The things that we want and the things that we need, we have to learn how to give. A lot of us want to receive, but we need to grow in our giving.
Amen. That's right.
I've learned on this journey that challenges in my life, they come to show me where I need to work. Oh, help us, Holy Ghost. Thirdly, we have to know in our hearts, brother, that God is always at work in our lives. The Word of God tells us he never slumbers nor sleeps. That means he's always up to something. And when things don't go the way I think they should go, I have to remind myself that God is up to something. When I'm believing that God would open one door and it doesn't open when or the way that I thought it would or the way that I thought it should, I have to tell myself God is up to something. Maybe God is trying to get something greater to me. Maybe God is trying to get something bigger to me. Hallelujah. Maybe God has me in a place of waiting so my thinking can become bigger. Because he said exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, he said that I am able. I'm a living witness that he is able.
I am too.
And when he has me waiting, I have to remind myself that God is at work and that he's up to something. I feel like the Lord on tonight. He talked and ministered to the disciples, and what did he say to them? He says, have faith in God. When you're on the verge of giving up, have faith in God. When you have more bills than you have money, have faith in God. When sickness tries to attach itself to your body, have faith in God. When confusion tries to attach itself to your mind, have faith in God. When you are depleted of everything that you have to give, you feel, have faith in God. In this culture, wars and rumors of war, diseases and pandemics, have faith in God. Now let's give him praise today. Come on. Let's give him praise.
Yes.
Come on. What the enemy meant to destroy me, God worked it out for my good. All things work together for good to them who love the Lord. Come on and give him praise. Because I'm above only and not beneath. I'm the head and not the tail. Come on and give him praise. I'm the lender and not the borrower. Come on and give him praise. For we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Come on and give him praise today. I will let nothing separate me from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Come on and praise his holy name. Come on, he's a great God, and he is greatly to be praised. If God be for us, who in the world can be against us? Oh, God, we praise your name. When my mother and my father forsake me, Lord, the Lord shall take me up. We give him praise today because he's good and he is worthy to be praised. And we're going to have faith in this hostile culture. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God bless.
Praise the Lord on tonight. Thank you so much, Pastor Holloway, for that word on tonight. And I know that word has not gone out void. It's going to accomplish everything that God has set out to do because someone, and not only me, but someone else has received that powerful word on tonight. Someone needed to hear that word of encouragement to run on and see what the end is going to be and to remember and know that our Heavenly Father, our Creator, is our promise keeper. He is not like man. See, man searches the outside, but God searches our hearts. And he is blessing the faithful doers and faithful committed doers of his word, not just those that are hearing his word, but of what are you doing? Are you doing his word? Can people see Jesus Christ in you? That's a good question on tonight. Are you a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God? Only you can answer that question. You know the answer, and God knows the answer too. Because, again, he sits high and he looks low. So thank you again, Pastor Holloway, for that powerful word on tonight. I am going back to the lines, and I'm reopening up the phone lines right now. I'm going to give the listeners, anyone that may have a question to you regarding the word that you just delivered on tonight, this is the listener's opportunity. Is there any listener on the line that will have a question for Pastor Holloway, or if you want to give him words of encouragement, this is your opportunity to do so. The phone lines are open now. Praise the Lord. But we do this again.
Wow, can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes, we can.
Yeah, because
yes, sir.
Yeah,
this is Pastor Martin, Pastor King from Greensboro, North Carolina. Pastor Mark Holloway, this is my first cousin, Pastor Norman King from Greensboro, North Carolina, on the line.
I just want to thank God for your obedience, because I receive all of it.
Praise God.
I receive every bit of it. It was the all-time word for me, you know. So I just thank God, and iron sharpens iron. I just want to pray for you and your ministry, and you pray for me and mine, all right? God bless you.
Praise God. God
Amen.
Bless you.
Praise the Lord. Is there anyone else?
JB.
Yeah, man. Like you get Pastor Holloway words of encouragement, or if you have a question for him, this is your opportunity.
Let's speak to the Father. Get that in the car.
JB.
Okay, anyway, I just want to say right now, I'm going to get ready to close up the line because I'm getting some feedback in the background. Yes, sir.
What are you doing?
Hello?
Huh?
No. Anyone want to have a question for Pastor Holloway, or you want to get words of encouragement? Well, anyway, Pastor Holloway, at this time, I want to give you a chance, an opportunity to give any shout-outs that you might want to give out at this time, and also give you an opportunity to give your information out as to how you can be reached or contact if anyone would like to reach you. Could you do that at this time?
Amen. Thank you so much for this opportunity. Anytime we can share the word of God and be a blessing and encouragement to the body, you know, it's always an honor and a privilege. I am easily contacted. You can reach me on Facebook. I am Mark C. Holloway. You can also connect with us on our church page at Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church. I am Pastor Mark Holloway on Instagram. So we are very easy to contact. If you want to sow into the ministry on our church website, peaceandgoodwill.org, you can go there and do that and get all the information that you need regarding the goings on of this church. Bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Before I release Pastor Mark Holloway for tonight, again, I want to thank you, Pastor Holloway, for coming forth and sharing your testimony of letting the world know that what God has done for the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church. Again, he has no respect of persons. He is the same God. He's able to bless you as well. So, once again, is there anyone before I release Pastor Holloway that would like to give him words of encouragement, or you have a question for him on tonight? The lines are still open.
A wonderful message. Wonderful message, Pastor Holloway. Wonderful message on faith. That's one of my favorite. If a person is weak in their faith, how can they grow strong in their faith so they can increase that faith?
Here's the hard part. Because when our faith is depleted, first of all, we have to remind ourselves if it don't take a lot. He said faith the size of a mustard seed can move a mountain. It's just that when we're facing opposition and we're in a low place, the enemy tries to get us to believe that nothing works. And the way to build up our faith and to build up any area of our lives, it's by hearing the word of God. And when we become depressed, unfortunately, that's what we do the least, is we don't gravitate to hearing the word of God. We've got to hear the preached word of God. We've got to read the word of God. We got to declare the word of God. We got to practice the word of God. And that's how we build up our faith.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Holloway.
Uh-huh. All right. Praise the Lord. Is there anyone else? The lines are still open. Anyone else that have a question for Pastor Holloway or want to give him words of encouragement?
Yes, I would like to give Pastor Holloway some words of encouragement. I'm actually a member of his church. This is Angela Lewis. And at first when I got the notification to listen in, I was like, oh, I don't really like listening to podcasts. But something just told me to go ahead and listen, and I really enjoyed the word. The word did go forth. It did just make my heart glad, and it really encouraged me. So I just want to say thank you, Pastor Holloway, for your obedience and just for delivering the word. And I just really appreciate you being obedient to God, and I just thank you for the word on tonight.
Praise God. That's one of my champions right there.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. That's how we know that the word of God, he said his word would never go out void. It's going to accomplish everything that God set out for it to do, because even before the foundation of the world, God knew that this night was going to come, and he knew who would be listening on the line, and he knows exactly what we all stand in need of, because his word is true. Again, we serve an awesome God. He is a promise keeper. So right now, once again, the lines are still open. Is there anyone else that would like to share words of encouragement with Pastor Holloway or have a question for him before we close out for tonight? All right, then. Well, praise the Lord. Yes, but someone about to say something? I don't want to miss anyone. All right, then. Well, praise the Lord for that. So right now, we're getting ready to close out for tonight. I thank God for every listener that has dialed in. I thank God for this worldwide platform. We have so many different mediums where people can go to social media and pull up this show and listen live through Google on their phones or iPads or computers. And really, I am so grateful that now this worldwide platform and ministries, my new church family, my church pastor, Pastor Holloway, every Sunday I share the ministry Word of God from Peace and Goodwill to the prisoners around the United States and other ministries that I share on that platform that the prisoners that are incarcerated can receive God's word. And they may be incarcerated. They need to hear God's words too. They need to be encouraged, because some of them are going to be released back into society. And they need to know that God has a work for them to do as well. And even though they are incarcerated, he can use them behind prison doors and prison bars to be a blessing to the kingdom of God. He can use them as well. So I just thank God for what he's doing over this worldwide platform. And I just want you all to continue to keep me lifted up in prayer, keep this worldwide platform lifted up in prayer, that it would be everything that God has blessed and designed for it to be. This coming July, Lord be willing, will be 9 years that we have come forth serving the good news of Jesus Christ over this worldwide platform. Remember that all the shows that I've ever done are kept in archives. So if you missed any show or any minister or any word that has gone forth, go to the website. And you can pull up from day one back in July 2013 up to now. Please, and share this with others so that others can tune in and be blessed by God's word. Because we realize and know that it's not about us. It's not about any man or woman that comes forth over this worldwide platform sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. It's not about those that share testimonies or give words of encouragement, or those that are motivational speakers or authors of books. We have a lot of authors that have written books that come forth sharing their books and to the worldwide listeners. It's not about us. It's all about Jesus Christ. It's all about God being glorified, because that's why we are the servants. We are ambassadors. We are vessels being used by God. And that's what it's all about, God being glorified through each one of us individually and then as a corporate body of believers. So that's what it's all about. So right now, we get ready to close up for tonight. I am not going to do a closing prayer. I just want you all to remember to keep our sisters and brothers in Christ over in Ukraine. Keep them in prayer. Keep our sisters and brothers in Jerusalem and Israel lifted up in prayer. Again, the word of God says we are to always pray for them, for the peace and prosperity of Jerusalem. Once again, I want to thank Pastor Mark C. Holloway for delivering this word and for being obedient We are so excited about what God is doing through Pastor Holloway and through the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church. And also, I want to still give a shout-out to Bishop James A. Jennings and also the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. Continue to keep them lifted up in prayer. So we're going to close out with tonight's song, Total Praise, because God is worthy of our praise. So don't forget to tune in this coming Saturday night. Pastor Norman King from the Victor's Outreach Ministries, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, will be delivering God's word on this coming Saturday night. Until then, continue to remember, know that I love you, but guess what? God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Good night.